Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, where it's another warm night down here. Oh, I'll tell you, we'll get into that in a minute. But we are broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. GCN Live is the website. And we're also out on selected Salem Media Group stations on the Salem Radio Network cluster of stations. And some of the biggest cities in the country are hearing us right now, as well as leading independent stations all out around here, there, and everywhere, scattered in between. And we appreciate everybody that's listening to us, no matter how you're hearing us, including on the internet, because Maria in Germany has already chimed in, said good morning, and they're listening to us on what's called Radio Waves. That's an internet station in Germany. And Radio Guarana in India is loaded up with several thousand people right now listening to us over there. So good morning to them, and we'd be happy to get your call from over there one of these times, as well as on the satellite. We're on the Westwood One satellite for all to hear. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. In particular, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, our FedEx and our UPS drivers out there are bulk mail haulers as well for delivering the mail. And you did a fine job yesterday because you brought me everything that I was expecting to see on a Monday. Now, suicide jockeys also hauling the gas and the petroleum products, too. Thank you so very much. Now, follow us on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go over there and like the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. You'll see it right there, and you can follow us along. You'll see the podcast in there, various news stories, and different events that we're having. We have it all over there on that page on Facebook, as well as our website, which is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, you'll also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Donald Trump's social media site, Truth Social. And we're also on Twitter, at Captains America. So there you go. Now, joining us from California, where it looks like as if it's hotter than a firecracker again tonight, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, that would be Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
And good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
You betcha. And let's see here. Okay, tone it down, guys. Tone it down. All right, it's 84 degrees outside right here, right now, and it's clear skies again, so we're about to have another barn burner. Now, yesterday, on my lanai, it was the first time so far this season the temperature went up over 100 degrees, and in the shade now, in the shade, it was 102 degrees in my lanai. I was sitting out there drinking iced tea.
Wow, that is pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah. And that wasn't even the heat factor. Heat factor was higher than that. But South Florida, they're scorching. Now, we're going to say the pledge. We're going to get rolling. Are you ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, folks, very interesting things going on in the progression of life yesterday. Obviously, you just can't get out of the way of the Ukraine news. You can't get out of the way of the Donald Trump stories. But enter into the mix now the censorship empire. And what I'm going to talk about there, Kyle, for just a second, is the censorship empire striking back to the Federal Trade Commission. Now, Jim Jordan yesterday at his House Judiciary Committee, or rather last week, sorry, he asked the Federal Trade Commissioner chairperson, Lina Khan, why are you harassing Twitter? And that harassment began when Elon Musk brought journalists into Twitter to expose the federal government's censorship regime. Now, the FTC tried to demand that Musk reveal his contacts with reporters in December after the first publication of the Twitter files, arguing it could violate a consent decree protecting consumer data. Now, an analyst at Ernst & Young has testified that the FTC attempted to pressure him into a negative report on Twitter to justify punitive action. Now, Twitter parents X Corporation filed a motion last week to terminate the consent order over this corruption, leading to Jordan's question during the hearings last week. We didn't hear about this because they didn't want us to. Now, we know that this censorship empire will not go away quietly. A federal judge put a temporary halt to the federal government's suppression of speech and dissent. And, of course, this month was when it was done. Now, the FTC has shown its colors as Big Brother's enforcer, providing us a warning that authoritarians do not retreat easily. Now, I want to get your comment on that or your thought as to what you think is going on. The government, obviously, is playing, is in the censorship game.
Well, I know that recently a judge put a stay on the notion that the federal government could not try to influence social media. The FBI couldn't contact them and this kind of thing. So all that's been put on hold. And so definitely you don't want the government being able to take over people's First Amendment rights.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. I think there's a cloud between me and him. We'll try to adjust his microphone. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Amen to that one, and I can't wait to see the good folks at Mission Barbecue as well as you good folks who come out there to visit us, because we always have a really good time with the gang that's over there, and great conversations get started up, and a lot of veterans come to visit us, firefighters, police, EMS, other people in the emergency walks of life. We even got some pilots that come in there every now and then, so there you go. But that's Mission Barbecue over on West Waters here in what they call the Town and Country section of Tampa, right at the north end of the airport. Now, this segment of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell and his company are celebrating their 20th year anniversary right now. They've sold over 80 million MyPillows. And right now is a great time to take advantage of a MyPillow if you don't have one, because you can save $50 on the MyPillow. They're only $19.98 for the queen size and $10 more for the king size. So there you go. And you can get a tremendous deal on other things, too, because basically the entire stock inventory he's got there is on sale in one way or another. Now, discounts on things such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. Promo code will always be Captain. Phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code Captain and take advantage of Mike Lindell's special offers on his MyPillow.com website. So one last time, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, or just call 800-641-5459. And happy, happy, happy shopping. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is coming back in. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Now, Joe Biden is getting brutally fact-checked with what Bidenomics really is. And guess who's doing the fact-checking right now of him?
It's the Washington Post, I think.
It is the Washington Post, and they gave him a bottomless Pinocchio, primarily for his untrue claim that he cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion. And they say that he still shows no shame and keeps repeating things that are demonstrably untrue. That's just one of them. There's more.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, I don't know if people will be really surprised by this, because, again, Democrats, the Democrat Party, is typically just about the messaging. So as long as they just give you the message and it gets sort of held up by certain key figures, well, then they think they got it made.
Well, 2 days ago, Joe Biden said, and I quote, "Right now, real wages for the average American worker are higher than it was before the pandemic, with lower wage workers seeing the largest gains." That's Bidenomics. Those are his words exactly. Well, here's the fact, folks. Biden once again falsely claimed a fact that's not a fact. Because right now, real wages for the average American worker, while higher than they were before the pandemic, have lower wage workers not seeing the largest gain, but the biggest loss. They haven't come back to where they were before. So for him to stand there and make a claim that they're higher than they were and they're making more money and this, that, and the other, it's just not true. And when you run the numbers, when you run the actual numbers, the numbers prove it.
Well, this was a tweet, by the way, so I highly doubt that President Biden actually wrote those words, but they're trying to sell Bidenomics. That's why the tweet ends with, "That's Bidenomics." Like, it's like a brand. It's like they've created a thing because, you know, we've heard terms in the past, Reaganomics and this kind of stuff. But they're trying to create this brand that people go, "Yeah, Bidenomics, that's for me." You know, if they really are trying to create this, and it's really silly.
Okay, well, we're going to create Bidenomics in another way. You ready?
Sure.
Bidenomics has been defined by a 40-year high inflation, record drops in labor productivity, anemic economic growth, growing credit card debt, rising interest rates, insipid labor force participation, onerous regulation, failing real incomes, and runaway government spending, borrowing, and the printing of money. Down to one single word you want to describe Bidenomics, here's what it means. Failure. And here's why. They're spending like drunken sailors, and that's exactly what's causing the problem that we've got right now with the economy. Because while inflation has come down, it's still higher than the little over 1% that it was when Biden came in to begin with. From who? Donald Trump. Economy wasn't bad at that time. It's now at 3%, and it has been as high as 9%. That's Bidenomics.
You know, Captain, you were just rattling off all those things about the interest rates and the stuff and the spending and all that.
Rattling
them off, all those extra items, right? Well, I couldn't help but think of this, so walk with me here for a second. It reminded me of the olden days when Don Adams, with all due respect to Don Adams, when they would say, you know, "You're going in there, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, you'll be in constant peril," and Don Adams would say, "And loving it." Well, that's exactly what the Democrat Party elite love about this economy, because they don't want to have a burgeoning economy where everybody's got opportunity. They want something. They've got to come in there and they've got to try to fix it. They've got to raise interest rates. They've got to have more of a command economy. They love this.
So let's talk about Hunter Biden for a second. And let's talk about the cocaine in the White House. Do you think there's a connection?
We don't know if there's a connection or not.
Well, I'm going to mention a name, former Secret Service agent, former New York City police officer, now a radio and television commentator, Dan Bongino. He says Secret Service agents that he's been talking to that he knew when he was in the White House, because he was on that detail, are furious and know exactly who's behind the cocaine. That is coming from Dan Bongino. Now, I can go on, and I will go on.
He said the story of the cocaine behind the Biden White House has been quite a wild ride. It was a narrative that just wouldn't stop changing. For example, first the cocaine was found near the White House and wasn't really cocaine. Then it was found in the White House library and was left by a tourist. And after that, it was found in the West Executive Entrance and was left by a construction worker. Well, the claims just kept on morphing, according to Bongino. Seemingly every day brought a new shift, despite the location being a detail that would not have been known since its initial discovery. And then, just as the White House had settled on a final narrative, the investigation suddenly ended. So who was responsible? Well, according to the Secret Service, it's just a mystery too deep to solve. That's coming from management. But according to the rank and file that are talking to Dan Bongino, there were cameras all over the West Executive Entrance. I told you about that. Multiple checkpoints, I told you about that. A visitor login, told you about that. And they've even got detections for bombs and whatever in there. They got the smell tester stuff that's in there. But the agency that's tasked with stopping assassins just couldn't crack this code and figure out what was going on. Well, you know, I'm not buying it. And neither is Bongino. And he said that he knows, according to the people he's talking to, that they have a very good idea. If this wasn't, in fact, Hunter Biden, it was one of his friends or one of the people in his group that came in there that did that.
Well, no matter who it was, cocaine in the White House is a bad thing. They certainly don't want to name who it was,
nope.
Especially if it's not some visitor. I think if it was some visitor who came in on the tour, they'd be hanging them out to dry. But they still have to tell us how they got it through the security. So they're hoping that it drops. It literally could be anybody. And I know a lot of folks they make the connection, and certainly Hunter Biden would be on your list of possible suspects.
He has to be a suspect. He has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'd be on the list. But unless and until the Secret Service comes out with evidence, then it's just speculation.
Correct. And, I'm really surprised that Bongino took that role, but he did, and he's got it on one of his podcasts, and he's talking about it to anybody that wants to hear from him. He's talking about it. I've reached out to him to see if he wants to come on the program. We'll see. I've done that before, and I talked to him one time. I had him on my show one time, but I had to interview him in the middle of the afternoon. I had to lose sleep to interview him in the afternoon to bring him on to talk about something different. But maybe he'll do it. We'll see.
Well, I mean, again, this also is going to be a campaign issue. This White House is not secure, unfortunately.
Okay. Hold that thought, because we're secure, and we're going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren. By the way, hot in the south, hot out west, flash flooding in the northeast again. Rain has kind of gone away, but it really hasn't been forgotten yet. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Moscow is pulling out of a grain deal with Ukraine that could cripple global food supplies. The agreement had allowed Ukrainian agricultural products to pass through the Black Sea without Russian interference. Ukraine supplies 10% of the world's wheat market. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging the Senate to confirm more than 60 State Department nominees who've been blocked by a handful of Republicans.
These delays
are undermining our national security, and they're weakening our ability to deliver for the American people.
He said nominees are being blocked for leverage on unrelated issues, calling it irresponsible. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is revealing a list of Supreme Court appointments if he's elected president. The list of candidates includes Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Utah Senator Mike Lee. Ramaswamy said the list includes candidates with an originalist understanding of the Constitution. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate that. We'll be right back to Kyle in a minute. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every single morning. Now, when I have my first meal, whether it's in the morning or whether it's around lunchtime, whenever I get up, that's what I do. I take that packet of Relief Factor, four capsules in there, and, of course, it supports your healthy response, your body's healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in. It will take away the pain by going straight to the source and make it more tolerable, and if it doesn't, just plain, flat out get rid of it to begin with. Now, it's all natural. There's no narcotics in it. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and that's good. It's like taking vitamins and making yourself feel better. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start, $19.95, and you get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, see what's there. You can order it. You'll have it in just a few days. And start taking it again. Take it with food in the morning. That's how you start it out. And then go from there. And if you need to take more than one dose, that's okay too. But you should always take it with a meal for the best results. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Now, Russia has halted the grain deal with the Ukraine in what the UN is calling a blow to needy people everywhere, because a lot of that grain was finding its way to Africa, where you've got people starving, and this is their only way to get any type of subsidy in the way of food to try to stay alive, right?
Well, that's right. People, they're telling the authorities there they don't know how they're going to survive without this. And Russia has now cut this grain shipment off. Now, of course, it comes right on the heels of the explosion on that Crimean bridge, although the Kremlin captain is saying that they're not stopping these grain shipments because of that. They're stopping it because there are other parts of the agreement that aren't being met, and that's why they're suspending it. This, again, according to them. And they say, well, if things start getting better and we see agreements coming together or the items are being complied with, then they'll consider starting it back up again. But, you know, really, this not good.
And let's establish for the audience, because some people have not explained this correctly, this bridge was the main bridge to get supplies from Russia to Crimea. And it was built in addition to another bridge they had there to get the truck traffic up on it, because it was a much more secure, steadier bridge, as you can see by the pictures where they show the section that's been dropped down several feet and ready to drop into the drink. But the fact of the matter is, this is very important, and contrary to public opinion, the big trucks that were bringing stuff back and forth from Russia to Crimea, as well as Crimea to Russia, aren't happening for a while until they get this fixed.
Exactly right. Yeah, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it's a blow to people everywhere because of this abrogation now, or this suspension, I should say. But again, this Black Sea Agreement, who knows what's going to satisfy Moscow on that.
Now, Donald Trump's first term mistakes were some of the cabinet picks he made. That's fair to assume. He said that. He's owning up to the mistakes that he made, and I totally agree with him that he did make some mistakes.
Well, of course, he mentioned Bill Barr. He said he was weak and pathetic. He said he didn't like Esper. He says he didn't like him, unquote. He said he was incompetent. He said he had other people he didn't like either. But this begs a good question, though. And I think it's a legitimate campaign question on the trail, and that is, well, who would you want to have in these government positions, you know, as a thought? And because before, remember, he'd come out and talk about the Supreme Court justices he'd want to appoint. He had a list and so forth. So we'll see if we get a new list for something like this.
We probably will. Now, there's a liberal podcaster that has been shocked by his co-host's prediction that Donald Trump is going to drop out of the presidential race. And this is not the first time I've heard this, and we've talked about this, that if he starts to lose some of these primaries, which he could, then you're going to see him reconsider what he's got to do. And he's just very, very likely to say, that's it, I tried, and I guess I'll just sit back and watch.
Well, I think it's twofold. I think, number one, you've got Donald Trump. He's got to go through the primaries, like you were just saying. He's doing very well in New Hampshire in the polls. He doesn't seem to have a reason to think that would necessarily be a huge problem. But you never know. We have to get up to that primary, of course. But what this NYU professor was talking about, he's saying that he thinks that it's all going to come down to some kind of plea deal with these charges about the documents. And part of that plea deal, again, this is the person's opinion, is that Donald Trump may simply agree to not run for president and simply, you know, throw in the towel for that.
Mm.
That's his prediction. But again, there's so many different things that go on, but it all depends on, you know, the Trump legal team, and if they're going to go to trial quickly, we'll see what happens.
Now, I'm impressed with Vivek Ramaswamy, even though I don't think he's going to be the nominee, but I think he could be a cabinet person. He seems to be very savvy, especially from a business sense. And he came out yesterday and listed Senators Cruz and Lee as possible Supreme Court picks. I thought that was rather interesting.
It is really interesting because, again, it goes back to what Trump did back in 2016. And I thought it was very substantial back then, because it sort of put on notice Hillary Clinton at that time. I don't think she ever wanted to say, here's who I'm going to appoint, or here's the list I would choose from, because, again, you get into all these questions of constructionism and how they're going to interpret the Constitution and this kind of thing. So in 2016, people had a pretty good idea of what the Supreme Court might look like or how it might change if Trump was elected. So here we go. Again, here's Ramaswamy saying, I'm at least highly considering these two people. as real possibilities. So that gives another insight into how he's thinking.
Now, on Monday, around 70 million people in major cities from Chicago to New York faced unhealthy air quality as smoke from hundreds of Canadian wildfires reached the U.S. once again. Now, Canada is battling unprecedented wildfires this year. Climate change has made fire seasons longer and more intense. Now, the smoke contains tiny pollution particles linked to health problems, especially for the vulnerable, which is the elderly and anyone with any type of heart or lung conditions.
Well, that's exactly right. So you have to read the air quality monitors or however it's being communicated on the weather sites and so forth. Even on your phone, a lot of people will get that air quality index, basically. So that's right. If you're having, if you have issues and you know that you're sensitive to it, or your physician, your doctor has warned you about that, then definitely take precautions.
Canada's wildfires have destroyed a record acreage since May. Favorable fire conditions are still forecast to continue, so the U.S. could go to see the effects from the smoke for literally months. Now, residents, as you said, can check local air conditions. But aside from the smoke, roughly a quarter of the U.S. population could face extreme heat warnings this week as the triple-digit heat wave is baking the south and it's spreading eastward. Now, heat, and much of it fueled by climate change, according to the climate change people, causes more U.S. deaths per year than any other weather hazard. In fact, it's part of one of the reasons it's too difficult to explain why you can't find relief for it, because you can't.
No, you can't. A quick check of some temperatures, Captain, right now in Phoenix, they're checking in at 96 degrees outside.
What's it in Vegas?
In Las Vegas, 94 if you're walking down the strip.
Well, having a cool wave.
That's right. That's right. So we're definitely seeing, you know, these high temperatures, and but they're sustained, too. I think Phoenix has had several, you know, many days, almost 20 days of this very, very high heat so far. And after a while, that wears on people.
Yeah, and they keep talking climate change, look, it's hot, it's climate change, and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, I'm still not sold on climate change.
Well, the Earth's climate does change. There's an ice age.
We have an air pattern that's changing it.
Right. Well, it changes over time. But also one of the big things is that the sun drives the weather. But I think the issue with climate change, just real briefly, is that is it a political phenomenon that you can take advantage of, or is it a scientific thing that we should try to understand better and then not make it a political control issue? That's more people would, if we had a greater discussion of it, I think more people would be happier about that.
That's why you're the professor. I just look at the map and I go, okay, I don't need a jacket today. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got some pretty good music tonight. Got some pretty good music lined up here. You're gonna rock a little bit, so get ready for that. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Kyle, who is that group?
Oh, that's ZZ.
ZZ Top.
Yep.
And that's something you told me when I first came back after I got out of the hospital and got out of rehab and all that. You said, I should play that song. I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Well, yeah, nationwide,
I'm nationwide, but I finally got around to doing it. So there you go.
That's right.
So I honored your wish, and there you got it. But 4 or 5 weeks later, whatever, but yeah, you at least got it. All right.
Yep.
So I'm going to take a real quick look here at the synopsis. The heat wave was going to continue in the southwest, south central U.S., and South Florida, with record-breaking heat expected each day through Thursday. Now, smoke from the Canadian wildfires will continue to bring poor air quality to parts of the northern and central U.S. into the east. In the meantime, thunderstorms and heavy rains will be possible on Tuesday, and it'll be across parts of the Mississippi over through the valley out there into the Missouri Valley. So tell me what's going on there, my friend.
All right, well, Captain Out West, we're going to start once again in Big Sky Country, our good friends up in the great state of Montana. We continue to see that air quality alert. It's dissipated somewhat, and I really do mean somewhat, since the 24 hours ago. A lot of this air quality alert has now moved more east, but it's still going to be covering Harve and down through Billings, Miles City, up through Glasgow, and that's, of course, because of this particulate matter from those wildfires in Canada that you were mentioning just a little while ago in the last segment, Captain. So still a very, very big issue literally hanging over the state of Montana, most of it anyway, at this hour. Also, we continue with our heat advisories. Those are going to start in southern Colorado as you head down from Colorado Springs and I-25 all the way into New Mexico, Santa Fe, of course, and then there's an excessive heat warning for Albuquerque. Check the quick temperature in Albuquerque right now. It's 84 degrees being reported. That means, of course, it's going to be incredibly hot during the day. Roswell, New Mexico, excessive heat. Las Cruces, heat advisory. You get the idea. Also, the northern half of Arizona covered in a heat advisory. The southern half covered in excessive heat warnings. City of Phoenix right now, we mentioned just last few minutes ago, it looked like it was 96. Now we're reading 99, so it's definitely very, very hot there. All through the California high desert, excessive heat warning there, up through Las Vegas, Armagosa Valley, of course, where our new affiliates begin to reach down into as well there in southern Nevada. So hello to them as well. It's hot and we're with you in spirit, folks. That's for sure. Taking a quick look, list a little bit of rain on the map in the central part of Arizona. This is going to be around Prescott and Kirkland, where we have some light to moderate rain going on there right now. Now, more next hour, and back to the captain.
All righty. I'm going to take a caller real quick here because we just had somebody call in the middle of this, and then we'll get back to what we're doing. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Matt. How you doing today?
Not too bad. What's up there, sir?
I was listening to you. You were talking about that, the climate control and the
climate change.
I remember when I was younger, we were farmers. And we would have to bale hay and that.
All right. Well,
in triple digit.
Well, I'm going to talk about climate change with the rest of this trucker's report I got going here right now. So you're going to hear about some things there, and then you can tell me. You can call me back after the break, after the top of the hour, and tell me what you think. All right.
Yeah. Really.
Okay. All right. Well, Kyle, let's get back to this. Up in Minnesota and the northeastern corner of North Dakota, all the way down to Fargo, you have got the Schmutz alert there inside of Minnesota for about 40 or 50 miles on down to the Fargo area, and then coming across 94 for a little ways. Then going down to Nebraska, from the northeastern corner of Nebraska, two-thirds of the way across the state, all the way down to Kansas, you've got the Schmutz alert there, too. And the bottom part of Kansas tonight, high heat advisories. The southeastern corner to include Joplin, Springfield, and Branson, a high heat advisory. Oklahoma, the high heat advisory through most of the state. Texas, a high heat advisory through all of the state. And around the metroplex of Dallas and down to San Antonio and down towards down towards Laredo, you have got temperatures that are going to be in 100-degree-plus range. And coming out of El Paso all the way across tonight to Pensacola, Florida, you're going to have a high heat advisory all the way across and all the way down to the Gulf. There is some flooding scattered to where the storms came through the past couple of days in Mississippi and Louisiana and Arkansas. All of that is immersed in high heat. And then the Schmutz Alert starts out the west side of the Hudson River from Canada all the way down to Pennsylvania, down to Philadelphia, down to the mountains of Maryland, down into North Carolina through two-thirds of the state, into the mountains there. Also got some flooding in Kentucky, central part of Kentucky. Got a little bit of flooding in Indiana, down in the southeastern corner of Indiana. Got some poor air quality up around Cleveland, and got some poor air quality to the north and the west of Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Now, moving on down further into South Florida right now, we have a high heat advisory there. And, of course, they've had rain mixed in with some of the high heat. And what's amazing in the tropics is when you get that rain in the afternoon, Kyle, and it's been really hot, the streets will literally steam like you're in a sauna.
Wow. Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And that's something to see, because if you're out in that, you're going to be soaking wet. I know I've several times I went when the Marlins were playing outdoors in Dolphin Stadium, not playing indoors like they are now, but playing outdoors several times. I would go watch a game and I'd be soaking wet.
Wow, mm-hmm. That was hot. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. Now, all that being said, tell us about the Pilot Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. And you can find out more about them and find their nearest location to you, whatever your location might be. You can use their location function at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the My Rewards Plus app, where you can save money, get great offers, also earn points on things that you buy at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas this summer. They have a special thing for just for you to be able to do that. And then also, if you're RVing, if you're going out seeing the great country of ours, you can definitely pull in. They've got great RV amenities at select locations. Download an RV locations list at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Absolutely.
When we going?
That's right. Well, they got a lot of great stuff, and they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States.
Yes, they are. Got over 700 of them total. All righty. Hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we travel across through the overnight here on a Tuesday morning. And it's Tuesday. That means it's time to go see our friends at the Mission Barbecue in West Waters, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Radio. Well, that's the ZZ Top. Let's get this in there.
You're listening.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.